That's the spirit.
Welcome back to another answer of the week, where this week, my man Joe Patrick posted the question.
What obscure comic book property would you like to see make a comeback in the same vein as Hardcore and the rest of the Valiant Universe?
I love it. I love it. We got a bunch of great answers, including a bunch of phone answers to our new phone line, which we'll give you information on how to call that later on. But first, before we get to any of that, let's go to the Twitter. Joe Patrick, what are these nerds saying?
Our first Twitter response came from Andrew Merzak, who says, Stray Bullets would be great if David Lapham would return to it.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I love Stray Bullets. Totally love Stray Bullets.
I've read a bunch of Stray Bullets. It's pretty great.
And Lapham just kind of let it go, unfortunately.
Wasn't paying the bills, man.
Apparently not.
I don't know.
Is Ferrell's? You want me to believe the Ferrells is paying the bills?
They've got that sweet Avatar money.
Yeah, yeah.
Our buddy Brian, a.k.a. Coloring Book on Twitter, says, remember Mutant X starring a dimension-hopping Havoc? What the heck happened to that book?
Mutant X got killed and Exiles popped up in its place, and I would argue Exiles, way better than Mutant X.
I don't know. Mutant X is pretty great.
It was fine. It was no Exiles. Exiles was awesome.
Brian says, hey, wait, I have another one.
Okay.
What about the Exiles? The good Exiles with Blink and Sabretooth and Morph and Mimic and Sunfire and Spidey 2099.
It. Judd Winnick wrote those. They were so much fun. And Female Sasquatch was there too. Oh, I loved it.
Exiles is very good for about the first 50 issues and then Chuck Austin takes over.
Yeah, it fell off. After Judd Winnick left, you can stop.
Drop that book like a bad habit.
Oh, yeah.
Brian came back with John Layman's Mars Attacks, which was just canceled. He says it was a fun title, and it was really dumb that it got canned. He wants to see it continue. He's the only one I've ever heard express true love feelings for the Mars Attacks comic.
Yeah, like I read it. It was fine. I definitely think Layman does better stuff on Chew and Detective. Like, but it wasn't bad.
All right.
It was fine. It was fine.
And finally, Brian says, Superman Family Adventures.
Yeah.
More Art Baltazar. Thank goodness they've got All Yeah Comics. Yeah, it was a crying shame that they canned Superman Family Adventure.
It really was.
Thank you for your responses, Brian. I believe that's all we have from the Twitter.
Let's move to Facebook.
Except for one tweet from Camarillo Brillo, who sent us a photo of him deleting Skype from his phone in disgust.
We'll have to post that as the picture that goes along with this episode.
There you go.
Let's move over to the Faces book. What do we got?
All right. We've got a lot of responses from Facebook, and we thank you guys. If we don't read your answer, it's just because there are just too many. There are too many to choose from.
Or it sucked.
Or, you know, it sucked and you didn't explain
it. Or perhaps your answer sucked. Try harder.
Our first response comes from Christopher McLucas, a.k.a. Christopher the Baristifer. Welcome aboard, sir.
Welcome aboard, Christopher.
He says, The Mask. Comics are a bit too serious these days, and I'd like to be reminded that comics can be funny, too.
It's true.
That's a good answer. Maybe it's time for a mask comeback. Doug Mankey's still out there. John Arcudi's still out there.
The Mask got pretty serious, too, though. I mean, like, it got pretty heavy. It wasn't as wackadoo as the movie, certainly.
Andrew McBride says, I'd like to see more Elseworlds tales. Saying the new 52 is an Elseworlds take doesn't count, Matt Bomb.
Well, all right, whatever.
I threw in your name for emphasis because I know you said it.
It's true.
Our buddy Ryan Forrest says, Alien Legion. Remember when death was death and sometimes three deaths on one page?
Yes.
Meant three deaths on one page.
I loved Alien Legion.
And the character designs.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Larry Stroman and Chuck Dixon.
Bob Osland posted, for the love of God, can we finally get Rom back? We'll hear more from Bob a little later on in the show.
John Layman sent out a tweet this week that said, stuff I would like to write, and on that list was Rom Space Knight.
Let's do it.
Tweeted back, and I said, I want you to write Rom Space Knight.
John Boucher says, they've made a few forgettable appearances in the new 52 universe, but I'm going to go with Jack Kirby's Challengers of the Unknown.
I agree. There's no reason why that book couldn't be awesome.
He's got it all worked out. My pitch would be to make it Mad Men, with alien robots and giant squids. Set it in the early 60s. Put a mad scientist like Jonathan Hickman or Jason Aaron behind the wheel. Get an artist with a flair for the retro futuristic like Darwin Cook or Tim Sale. And the result would be an insanely enjoyable science adventure series that would be read by about 10 people and canceled by issue 4.
I like how, I love the idea, and I like its realism too. Warren Ellis. I think Warren Ellis would be awesome on that book as well.
You're very aware of the hurdles there, John. We salute you. That is a great answer.
That is an excellent answer, sir.
Dwight Brown writes in with The Trouble with Girls. Will Jacobs and Gerard Jones' hilarious comic about a secret agent named Lester Girls. That was one of the best things about Comico during the late 80s to early 90s. Trouble with Girls is one of those books that I've seen in a lot of places and in magazines, but never, ever picked it up.
I never read it. I remember going to a place called Star Realm on 84th Street.
And they had
their adult comics, and they were just marked as adult. So I just went ahead and assumed that The Trouble with Girls was porn. I don't believe it is, but I just went ahead and assumed that.
Until right this minute, I had no idea that it was called that because the main character's last name was Girls.
Okay, I did know that. I knew that.
Good for you.
But that's all I do.
We've got a couple of votes for Judd Winnick's Barry Ween Boy Genius, which I adore.
Never read him.
It's a foul. It's about a 10-year-old kid whose IQ was so off the charts that he was self-aware in the womb.
Gross.
So he came out like talking.
Gross.
And so he's got like time machines and death rays and all kinds of nonsense. And he builds a bunch of crap for the government, and they keep him, you know, they provide for his family and stuff. But he's got to go to school and pretend that he's just a normal kid. And it sounds like it would be a great all ages title, except it's filthy.
Nice.
Like, just foul. Like, the language is terrible. These
Maybe
kids
I
are
should go back and read these.
It's hilarious. Like, I'm not kidding. It's really funny. And he draws it, too. Because a lot of people forget that Judd Winnick was an artist, not just a writer.
It's true.
So that is a good suggestion. I'd vote for a Barry Ween comeback.
There we go.
Stephen Kohler says, the rest of the old Valiant universe, like Magnus, Robot Fighter, and Dr. Solar, though I know the copyrights are messed up. That stuff right now is with Dark Horse.
Right? But Dark Horse totally failed with it.
Yeah, they were part of Gold Key Comics.
Yeah.
Turok Dinosaur Hunter.
Yes.
Was part of that.
I love Turok. Love him.
Dark Horse tried to revive him, and by all accounts, the books weren't very good, and nobody cared.
Yeah. So maybe those rights are still floating around. Maybe Dark Horse doesn't re-up those rights, because I know they paid a lot of money for it, and there were some people that came out and really questioned their decision to do so. I can't remember who it was, but they were pretty vocal about criticizing them on how much money they spent. I can't say the name of it. They spent a ton of money on it, though, and it just bombed. Totally bombed. Like, the novels, I think, sell really well. But it just didn't translate to comics.
Is it like Troublemakers or whatever?
I think that's right. I think it's Troublemakers.
They put out a couple graphic novels.
Yeah, but they totally bombed. And Dark Horse really took it on the nose with those. So maybe the rights of those are out there. I don't know. I know those are the most expensive characters for whatever reason.
Well, and Dark Horse, I mean, other than just the comics, they also put out a bunch of high-end archival reprints of the original Gold Key stuff.
That's true.
So maybe they made their money there. Michael King writes in saying, I'd like to see some Justice Machine, originally created by Mike Gustovich.
I have no memory of the Justice Machine. The title, like on like a generic comic book, you know, cover. Yep, I can see it, but I can't.
I know exactly, like I have the logo image in my head. Yeah. I've never read a page of it. He says, I own every issue of anything they were in, and I still have the Heroes Unlimited RPG source book featuring the characters.
I think that was a GURPS thing.
That's true dedication.
Yeah. Pretty sure that was GURPS.
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 Uh-huh. Wade Lyle says, I just want a decent Moon Knight comic on the shelves.
I agree.
I'm not looking for an Eisner Award winner or anything, but a gritty, dark, crime-fighting mystery-solving good guy with multiple personality disorders, Moon Knight.
Now, here's the thing. We had that. Nobody bought it. Brian Michael Bendis wrote it. Alex, you know, may leave Druid. It was great.
I wasn't really in love with Bendis' Moon Knight.
I really liked it. Now, I do think it's time to get away from the multiple personality thing and just give me Moon Knight. Just give me a badass Moon Knight. Yeah.
They went too far.
They took it a little too far.
Having multiple identities.
Yeah.
Like aliases. Like, I'm Jake Lockley, cab driver. I'm Mark Spector, playboy. I'm Moon Knight, vigilante, you know?
And you know what? At this point, I'm saying let's kill Mark Spector and give me a new Moon Knight. Let's do it.
Get out of here.
Let's do it. I'm not attached. I love Moon Knight. I am not attached to Mark Spector because he's been too screwed up for too long.
Whatever. Wade also says a rough and tumble buddy team up book like Power Man and Iron Fist or Heroes for Hire would be nice. Maybe a new generation of street kids who want to be heroes start hiring themselves out as muscle and protection, earn money to fund their vigilante hobbies at night. That'd be kind of fun.
Isn't Heroes for Hire coming back real soon here?
That was definitely a rumor that there is going to be a Power Man or a Heroes for Hire reboot by Brian Michael Bendis.
Right, with Power Man and Iron Fist in it.
With Power Man and Iron Fist. And I think Marvel Now Wave 2 has been announced, and it's coming. We already know a couple of the books. That's Superior Spider-Man Team-Up. That's part of Marvel Now Wave 2.
Right.
So there will be more books, and maybe that'll be one of them. Matt Damon says, the Charlton Comics character E-Man. I'd love to see, like, Art Balthazar take that book on.
Never read E-Man.
I've never read E-Man, but it's the sort of comic that I've had to, like, bag board price and put out a million times.
Right.
Because every collection we ever took in has E-Man in it.
Right, they all did. For some reason, like, you go grab any random box from the 90s, at least 5 E-Man comics in it.
Yeah. And that was an independent comic by Joe Staton. He was a superhero. He was, like, made out of energy, hence the name. That is all I know about it. I've never read it.
Yeah, it was, like, E stood for energy, right?
Yeah.
Energy Man.
But, like, the people that were into E-Man love E-Man. And I think that that's cool.
Whatever. I don't know E-Man.
I don't know nothing about him. Buzzy Brown Brennan.
Welcome aboard, Buzzy Brown Brennan.
Welcome aboard.
Best name ever.
This may not be an answer to your question, but two characters I'd hate to see fall into obscurity are Cassandra Cain and Renee Montoya.
Too late.
He says Cassandra Cain can be either Black Bat or Batgirl. He doesn't care, but he wants Renee as the Question. Two of the best female characters in the DCU when written well, and it looks like DC has no plans to bring either of them into the New 52, which makes me sad.
Yeah, they're gone.
I'm actually crying right now.
I think they've already referred to the Question in the New DCU, and he's a dude.
Yes, and he's also a cosmic being.
Yeah, stupid.
He's part of the Trinity of Sin with Pandora and the Phantom Stranger.
Which is exactly what we all wanted. You know, yeah. Like, I know that's what I was hoping
it's
for.
It's exactly what Denny O'Neil envisioned.
Yes.
When he was doing that street level crime book in the 80s.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. I will say the Cassandra Cain Batgirl comic was so good. It was just amazing.
Again, for the first like 50 issues.
Yeah.
And once the original creative team leave the book.
Who's writing it?
Just stop it. Just don't read it anymore.
Cassandra Cain Batgirl. Who's writing it?
Kelly Puckett was the writer. No, you're thinking of Killian Plunkett, who is an artist.
Was he the artist on it for a while?
No, Damian Scott was the artist.
That's right, Damian Scott. That's right.
Kelly Puckett was the writer. He did some stuff in Batman and No Man's Land.
Yes.
Batgirl for an extended stretch, and then he was never seen in comics
he
again.
He vanished. I can only assume he got like a Hollywood job or something. He's making real money now.
I hope that's true, because his Batgirl series is phenomenal.
It really was phenomenal. Excellent.
God, and for the first like year of that book, she doesn't say a word.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Because she doesn't know language.
Yeah, because her dad never taught her to speak.
The storytelling in that book is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was great.
Brian Domingos wants Queen and Country to make a comeback.
I agree.
There have been some novels since the last comic. There have been some novels, but the last comic was in 2007. Rucka has talked about the book coming back, but it is long overdue.
Yeah, he has talked about it. In fact, he left and said, I'm done doing superhero comics. I'm going to go work on my own properties. And he did Stumptown, which was great. But that's all we've really seen. And I would love to see some more Queen and Country. I would love.
Yeah, I'm about 2 volumes in to Queen and Country. I came way late. It's a spinoff of Whiteout.
Yes. Well, loosely.
Well, it's in the same universe, yes, because the main character of Queen and Country appears in Whiteout.
Yes. It's loosely the same.
And, no, it's exactly the same.
It's a loose spinoff, because it has nothing to do with anything that happened in Whiteout.
Well, right. It's not like a sequel. It's just a character that appeared briefly in Whiteout in her own series.
Yes.
And it's really awesome. Like, female protagonist, very capable, hardcore, spy stuff. It's awesome.
It's what Greg Rucka does best.
Rotating artists, and all of the artists are amazing.
Yes.
Some of the artists that are famous today have drawn Queen and Country. Steve Rolston, I think, was the original artist.
He was the first one.
And, Jason Alexander has done some. Leandro Fernandez, who has done a bunch of great stuff. Good. Oh, I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, a lot of great artists on that book, and it was published recently in four, not quite digest size, like phone book editions. Check them out; they are great.
Brian Lee O'Malley did some.
What?
Brian Hurt.
Brian Hurt, artist of Sixth Gun.
Yep. Jason Alexander. Mike Norton.
Ooh.
Love Mike Norton. Chris Samney did some.
Yes.
Bunch of great artists on there.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Moving right along.
Ryan Mount says, next wave, Marvel's twice removed redheaded stepchild with leprosy.
They were fun.
Or Dino Riders. I dream of a live action Dino Riders movie, but I'd take a comic version if I could.
I do not recall Dino Riders.
Oh, I definitely recall Dino Riders. And it's exactly what it sounds like, except it's a little futuristic.
Fair enough.
So it's like dinosaurs with futuristic guns and stuff on them. And like,
I think I do remember this.
Dudes riding in pods, like on the necks of dinosaurs.
Yes, I do remember this.
Next Wave is a book that I'd love to see make a comeback. It never will, because Warren Ellis will not do it without Stuart Immonen, and Stuart Immonen makes way too much money being a superstar to draw Next Wave.
Yeah, and Next Wave was doomed from the start. It was too smart, it was too funny, it was too good, and just not enough people read it.
It's the sort of thing that we can just cherish the 12 issues we got and reread them once a year and be happy that it didn't live long enough for it to go down the tubes.
True.
Camarillo Brillo. Camarillo Brillo says, I tried to think hard of something that fit your question that I'd actually like to read, not just show off my snarky Google-assisted memory of obscure books. However, I couldn't.
Fair enough.
I think we've seen a lot of revivals, and I wonder if that isn't a strong tell in itself. It's true. We do look back to the well.
Brillo.
He's talking some smack.
Throwing shade. Wow.
But he does say, they've even gone back and, you know, reprinted stuff like Strikeforce Morituri and some really obscure stuff that, like, nobody was really clamoring for. So I'll say Damage Control, the Marvel book about the regular Joes that have to clean up, fix, and rebuild after every superhero exploit.
Joe Patrick loved Damage Control.
I love Damage Control.
I knew it.
I do love Damage
Control. I know you do. I know you do, buddy.
And not just because the New Warriors appeared in one issue.
Okay.
Aaron Myers, King of Askenerd, writes in with Dalgoda.
Dalgoda or Dalgoda?
Dalgota.
Oh, man.
A timeless story of aliens, interstellar war, and xenophobia. It would make a great ongoing series if it was resurrected. Dalgoda is a book that I've seen in the back issues, but I've never read it. I don't know exactly what it is.
I'm looking it up. I can't find shit on it. So it's not G-O-D-A?
G-O-T-A. Type Dalgoda comic, because I don't think you're going to get it.
Dalgoda with a D is a comic.
Damn it, Aaron Myers.
Look what you did.
You failed us, Aaron Myers.
Yes.
Oh, it's a furry book. Oh, so it's like, it's like a sci-fi indie comic from the 80s.
Yes. Comico? Okay, I remember this. I've seen it was Fantagraphics put it out. Yeah, I remember this book. The main character was like a dog guy.
He was a dog alien.
Yeah, he was like a brown dog man. I do remember this. I don't think I ever really read it, but I do remember it.
It came out like in the craze of the indie books.
Yeah.
Independent boom in the 80s, which we'll hear a little bit more later when we get our weekly call from Jared. But yeah, it's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the hottest thing at the time, and people were just throwing out animal books.
Writer Jan Strand, or S-T-R-N-A, Stranad, and artist Dennis Fujitaki, an illustrator, contributed to Gary Groth-related publications since they were being made in Gary's bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Dalgona. Well,
that is a deep cut, Aaron. I'm proud of you. I have never read it.
I'm going to mark that up to Google Assisted Memory.
Well, it sounds like he's read it.
Issue number one came out a long time ago, and it was 225.
Indie books, man. They had to make their money.
I get it. The art's gorgeous, though. Beautiful.
I do remember the name Jan Stranad.
Stranad.
He or she, I don't know, wrote Ragemore, the recent Richard Corbin.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, wrote a bunch of stuff. Did some stuff for Batman Black and White. Did some Star Wars. And did Sword of the Atom, which was kind of an Atom revival in the early 80s where they made him...
Oh, yeah. He was like a barbarian.
He like went. He shrunk down and became part of like a barbarian society of tiny people.
Yes, it was fun. It was really good.
And so it's the Atom with like a loincloth belt and a sword.
Yeah.
Riding a frog.
I loved it.
And our final Facebook response comes from Victor Von Zoom, who writes, I would love to see Neil Gaiman bring Jack of Hearts into the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, boy.
He could fit nicely into the cosmic line Marvel is trying to pimp. I love Jack of Hearts.
Can we please change his costume? That's all I'm asking. Change the dude's costume.
No, it's awesome.
Let's slide over to Skype and see what our buddy Shonix had to say this week.
Hey, two-headed nerd, Shonix here. First off, congrats on the grad to Joe. Second, Mockingbird will never be in Avengers because they're doing a love interest between Hawkeye and Black Widow. I thought that was currently happening in the titles. That's why they broke up Winter Soldier. I'm a nerd. Anyway, answer, duh. Broken record here, but Wildcats 3.0, Joe Casey, Dustin Nguyen, enough said. That book should just still be going today, or at least had a nice finish to it, done by Joe Casey. It was a shame it was taken away from me. That's the answer. Wildcats 3.0. Grifter in a wheelchair. Peace out.
I love that answer. Wildcats 3.0. And they've already totally screwed up Wildstorm and the new DCU. There's no reason why they couldn't introduce the Wildcats and do them right. Because, well, that's not true. We've already seen Warblade, and he's totally stupid.
No, do you realize what you just said? You just said, hey, DC, go ahead and reintroduce the Wildcats. No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and then I corrected myself, because we've already seen some of them. Warblade was in the pages of that...
He should have been Superboy. He was in Ravagers.
Yeah, he was in the Ravagers. That was it. And he was just stupid, and he had a big, dumb smile on his face, and ugh. I think it's gone. I think it's just gone, and we're never going to see it again. Let's move on to Jared and see what Mr. Savitas had to say this week.
I did think it was pretty ballsy that they had Grifter in a wheelchair for pretty much the entire series.
It was great. It was so good. And he was, like, using Ladytron and, like, using her body because he thought she was in a coma. But it just turned out that, like, part of her brain was turned off. Like, and she was super pissed when she turned back on. It was awesome. Here's what Jared had to say this week.
Gentlemen, I've got an answer here for you. Now, my number one answer would be the book The Realm, published by Arrow Publishing way back in 1986 when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles first came out, and there was that big black and white comic book explosion, and there was black and white comics everywhere, and everybody was doing them. Well, I brought up The Realm once before on your podcast. It was an answer to some other question. I don't remember what it was. It may be favorite book from blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Who cares? Since I've used The Realm before, I can't use it. I feel like I got to do something new. So, again, 1986, black and white comic, this time published by Air Cell Publishing Limited, the Elf Lord series. Man, that was a lot of fun back then, and I think it could be redone and be really badass now.
I never read Elf Lord.
Jared does love his weird-ass fantasy crap.
He does. If it's weird and it's black and white and it's fantasy-related, he is in. We're going to slide over to the Ziggurat direct line. You can reach us at 402-819-4894 and leave us any kind of message you'd like. Here is what our very own Tony Dugwright, better known as the TD Dubs, had to say about the answer of the week.
Hey, Joe and Matt, this is the TD Dubs, one member of the Four Horsemen, of the Love Slave Apocalypse. And I'm answering the THN question of the week. You're asking me about my favorite obscure comic book title that should be resurrected. Well, I got a couple titles that I'm thinking about, and if they're put in the right hands, they could be something really cool. The first one is Battle Chasers. It was from Wildstorm back in the late 90s. A cool title set in a fantasy world. It suffered from some 90s tendencies, especially disproportionate female anatomy just didn't work, some bad, goofy drawing in spots, but if put into the right hands, it could be a really cool title, and I don't know if many people remember this story. It was from Image about 2000. It was called Echo. It was a manga-type story. It was about a group of secret agents that were fighting this sort of secret war with the government. Pretty cool special ops kind of stuff. It had some of the best panel-to-panel transitions I've ever seen in a comic book. Great, great stuff. Hey, guys, keep up the good work, and remember, give your love slaves a little bit of a bonus this Christmas, hey? Come on now, throw us a bone. Bye.
I think you knew what we were about from the get-go, TD. So until we find someone to start sponsoring the show, no, you're not getting paid. Battle Chasers also suffered from Joe Madureira, who was really, really, really slow in getting those out. When he did, they looked really cool. Not a lot of story, but they did look very cool.
I will say that I remember the visuals, but I don't really remember. Like, it didn't leave a lasting impression.
There wasn't much story to leave a lasting impression.
I would like to reread it at some point. It was only like 9 or 10 issues.
What is it, 9? I think it got to 9.
And I know that they did put out like a really, like a way too fancy, considering it A, never ended, and B, took 10 years to finish, like slipcase hardcover.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'll see if the internet can help me revisit Battle Chasers without spending $75 on a hardcover.
Fair enough. Moving right along, we got Bob here following up on his Facebook comment. I'm not sure which Bob. Let's check and see.
We only have the one.
Hey guys, this is Bob, and I'm following up on my Facebook post about bringing back classic figure Rom. I feel like Marvel's been dancing around this guy for a few years now, and we'll love to see him finally pull the trigger and bring him back. I mean, they referenced Space Knight armor in Avengers 12.1, where he was hosting the Ultron AI, and that Dire Wrath Freak Boy hybrid showed up about a year ago in Avengers Academy, so I don't know if Disney could swing some deal with Parker Brothers or not, but I think it'd be really cool if they could bring him back in 2014, just in time for his 35th anniversary, yeah. So for now, this is Two-Headed Nerd Knight Bob signing off. Take care.
Right on, Bob. And that's, we've talked about that at length. I think Rom, as far as we know, it's more of a question of who actually owns the rights, and that's the problem. It's up in the...
We already know. Like,
it's Parker Brothers?
The company that created Rom still owns Rom.
Parker Brothers.
Yeah, it's not like a Miracle Man thing where it's like, well, this guy owns part of it, but maybe it's this guy.
Oh, I thought it was more along those lines.
Nope, it's just, is it worth it to actually spend the money to license Rom?
Yeah.
But I would love to see Rom come back.
I would love it too.
If they could put Rom back in the Marvel Universe, especially with the cosmic revival.
Yeah, with all this cosmic BS going on, come on.
I am with you, Bob, 100%.
Our final call comes from Harvey Locust. We finally get to hear what this guy sounds like. Here we go.
Hey, Joe and Matt, this is Harvey Locust calling in my answer to the question of the week. What obscure comic book property would you like to see make a comeback? Well, I did type an answer on Facebook for that, but I thought I'd give this funky phone number a call and see what came up. I was half expecting somebody to answer. I'm glad. But yeah, so for my answer, Damn it, I forgot.
Wow.
No, it's Bat Cats and Cadillacs, 1990 from Now Comics. It was a weird story about a guy who was a were-rat and a guy who was a were-cat who lived together a la, you know, Odd Couple style. One night they run into a vampire chick, all the while being followed by an insomniac regular person who's just following them just for the hell of it. It only lasted 2 issues, but I'd like to see it go on. Thanks for playing me later.
What was that called?
Bats, Cats, and Cadillacs. I had to look it up.
Bats, Cats, and Cadillacs?
I mean, it only lasted 2 issues. I have never heard of it.
No, me either. That is bizarre. What the hell was Bats, Cats, and Cadillacs?
I've worked in comic book stores for over 10 years, and I've never heard of it.
You said you looked it up.
Yeah, it was exactly what he said. It was an old comic that lasted 2 issues, and I've got, like, literally no information about it. It was put out by, I want to say, Now Comics? Yeah, Now Comics, which was a 90s indie publisher. They, of all places, they had the Ghostbusters license at the time.
Weird.
They're the company that put out, like, the Terminator comics, which is where Alex Ross's first published comic work came from.
I remember that.
Terminator, The Burning Earth. They did Married with Children comics. You remember those?
This is illustrated by Hannibal King.
Hannibal King?
Yeah. Now Comics, 1990. Huh.
The vampire from Marvel?
Yeah, apparently he illustrated it.
It's pretty good.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I've never heard about it. That is
described as a supernatural version of The Odd Couple.
There you go.
There you go. Fun
exactly
stuff.
What Harvey said.
Joe Patrick, what obscure comic license property would you like to see come back?
Well, as much as I would love to have James Robinson come back and revisit the world of Starman, I'm happy that Jack's story has ended. It was enough that he got to come back and do a Shade series that was really good, and maybe we should leave it there, though he's been promising for over a decade now.
Do I need to ask the question again?
I'm talking.
You're telling us that this is not it.
Well, I'm saying it. I'd love it, but I don't know if it'll ever happen. For over a decade now, he's been teasing the fact that he has an original graphic novel idea about an untold adventure of Jack Knight in Japan, but he won't do it without Tony Harris. And who knows if DC would ever publish a thing in this climate.
And would it count?
Well, who cares if it would count? I view all of Starman as out of continuity these days anyway.
Fair enough. So is that your answer, or do you have a different answer?
I'd love for that to happen, but in my heart of hearts, I know it never will. Something I do think might actually happen, and I know I'll get shit for it, I would love it if they brought back the New Warriors again.
Oh, God.
But for real, like, don't give me this. They're all a joke, and they're on a reality show.
Oh,
and
boy.
And then they're responsible for everything in Civil War. They did bring back a serious take on it a few years back. It was part of the Initiative, but it wasn't my New Warriors. They were all new characters. At this point, the New Warriors characters have been members of the Avengers. You've got Nova, Rich Rider Nova, who is like a cosmic being at this point. Like, you could have an awesome team book with characters that have earned us a legitimacy that I don't think they get. Speedball was a teacher at Avengers Academy after he got over being a cutter. He was penance. He had true. Those spikes. Those spikes went right into his wiener.
It's true.
So I would love like a serious New Warriors revival featuring the original cast as best as they can. I know some of them are dead, but that's my answer. I love that book.
Fair enough. I would say one of my favorite comic series that we never saw again, it was back It was around from like late 80s to, I don't know, mid 90s here and there. Xenozoic Tales by Mark Schultz. I loved them. Later on, it was called Cadillacs and Dinosaurs and got a really bad cartoon that was on CBS, a really bad arcade game, and a really bad home video game, too. I loved Xenozoic Tales. Time travel, hot chicks, tough dudes, dinosaurs, pink Cadillacs. It was totally rad. My second answer, Matt Wagner's Mage. I want Matt Wagner to revisit Mage.
There's a third part.
Bad.
It's supposed to be a trilogy.
It never ended. It never ended. The second part literally ended on a cliffhanger. And we don't know how it ends.
Well, and it took 20 years for him to get to around to doing the second volume anyway.
I know.
I don't want to wait another 20 years for volume 3.
Yeah, I want the end of Mage badly. This is a super fun question, you guys. Thanks to peeps that called in. Now we have a phone number. I expect more of you to do so. It was totally rad that you guys did, though. We thank you. And as always, Joe Patrick will post a new question of the week this Friday?
Friday.
This Friday. And you have until the following Tuesday, 4 o'clock Central Time, to answer. Thanks again for all your awesome answers. And we'll see you guys this weekend on the next episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast.